Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Come and knock on our door.
Hey! The doors of the Get Up Church are open.
Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning.
It's Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell on this amazing Hump Day Wednesday, April 24th. It's about to be the blessed day ever. I'm feeling good. What about you, Cheryl?
Feeling great. Excited about Hump Day Wednesday.
Man, come on, man. This week... it's been nothing but a week of blessings. I'm so blessed to have these new mercies every day. And that's the name of my church, with the pastor is Jesse Kearney III. Okay. All right. A lot of things going on, but we not talk about nothing until we pray. Elder Cheryl, can I get a prayer, please?
Absolutely. Father, we are so grateful to be here today. Thank you so very much. Thank you for bringing us here on purpose, God. And our purpose is to give your name glory, to give your name honor, and all that we say and do. We ask now that you cover Erica, cover Griff, cover me, God, that you might get the glory out of everything. God, those that are listening, give them a special blessing so they can be light in the midst of darkness today. God, we thank you so much for what you're about to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Why Ricky Smiley just scared me? How the littlest dude in the company just scared me? Coming up this hour, we got the Faith Walk, the birthday shout-outs, and 11 minutes after the hour, the five things you need to know with Sybil Wilkes. But the music this hour, Vashawn Mitchell, Dietrich Haddon, Tasha Cobbs-Leonard, but now here's Donald Lawrence featuring Yolanda Adams with In Him There Is No Sorrow on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Wake up!
Sybil's got what you need.
You know?
This!
Sybil Wilkes. Five things you need to know on Get Up Mornings.
All right, Sybil's back with what we need to know today. Good morning, Sybil.
It's Sybil Wilkes with what you need to know. Tensions from pro-Palestinian protests on the campus of Columbia University are causing classes to go virtual. After days of demonstrations and the school's president is calling it a crisis. Protesters say they want the school to divest from companies that they say profit from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. This comes after at least 40 protesters were arrested during a rally at Yale University. Today marks Passover, a major Jewish holiday that began Monday night. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a key gun rights case. This involves a Texas judge's ruling in favor of the makers and sellers of so-called ghost guns. They're from kits and can be bought with no background check. The ATF recently changed the rules, giving the government more power to regulate them. The kits must come with serial numbers. The question now before the High Court is whether the ATF has the power to change gun rules or if this must come from Congress. Donald Trump is blaming President Biden for Congress potentially banning Chinese-owned TikTok. He posted that Biden is the reason TikTok could be banned, just so everyone knows, especially the young people. While in office, Trump issued an executive order in 2020 looking to force the social media app's parent company, ByteDance, to sell its U.S. assets, by the way. That order was later blocked in the court. The new TikTok bill, which is heading to the Senate now, would require ByteDance to sell the app within about a year or face a ban in the U.S. Construction of the high-speed electric rail line between Las Vegas and Los Angeles is underway. The route is projected to cut the travel time between the cities from about 3 to 4 hours to a little more than two. To subscribe to my free daily newsletter, please visit SybilWilkes.com. For all the news 24/7, go to NewsOne.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed. Be empowered.
Get in the game. It's Griff's Get Up Sports Minute.
Luka tied the series in Dallas versus the Clippers 96-93. That was awesome. The Pacers turned into the Indiana that we know. 125-108 against the Bucks. That series tied 1-1. Phoenix didn't have it again versus the Timberwolves 105-93. Suns down 2-0. Also in the NBA, 76ers guard Tyrese Maxey wins the Most Improved Player Award. He was the 20th pick in 2020. The new episode of I Hate the Homies, episode 96, is out right now. Check that out and laugh. Get your whole laugh on. Also, Jokic from the Nuggets. His brother was caught busting a fan in the mouth, but he was in a stance like, so really it was just fan on fan fight? I'm a little confused. And Gary Payton fired as a head coach of a school that ain't even in the NCAA after three seasons. I'm Griff, and that's your Quick Sports Minute. Cheryl with the birthdays.
Thank you, Griff. If you're celebrating your birthday, you're celebrating today with Cedric the Entertainer.
Yes, sir.
You're also celebrating with actress Reagan Gomez Preston, actress Elisa Perry, and Derek Luke's birthday is today. And if it's your birthday, well, you get a chance to shout it out coming up in 15 minutes on the birthday shoutouts on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
We interrupt this program to bring you this bulletin.
And what's cracking, y'all? It's Griff from Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. And we are excited to announce that Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell is officially nominated for Syndicated Gospel Radio Show of the Year for the Stellar Awards.
Woo-hoo! So listen, we need the entire Get Up Church to log on to getuperica.com to place your vote.
And you control the action.
Voting ends April 30th, so hurry. Stop what you're doing and vote now.
Represent.
Log on to getuperica.com and vote for Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Faith Walker.
With Erica Campbell.
Right now.
Amen.
The Faith Walk.
Faith Walk. On Get Up Mornings.
There is nothing more wonderful than someone hearing the voice of God. But what I've learned in my short 8 years of being a first lady of a church is sometimes God will let you know, but he won't tell you to say anything. Because a lot of people, you know, at my church, one, they're summer family. Two, some have come because of the music. We have to be very careful in how we present what we present, especially when they are waiting on God to say something. And so when they feel like you kind of know them and you're giving a word from the Lord, sometimes they can feel like, is this a word from the Lord? Is this just because you know me? Is this because what you know about me? So I was a young girl and I was engaged to a guy and about to move away from California in my home church. I had the ring and the dress. Y'all have heard the story, the ring, the dress, and all the things. And my uncle, who was my pastor at the time, said, I don't know if you should do that. Pray about it first. Well, because I know him, because he's my uncle, because this is my family church, my first thought was, you just want me to stay here because I'm your lead singer. Family wants me to stay here because we don't like family moving away. And so I discredited the voice of God in the man of God because of familiarity. And I want us to always be careful. When a word from God comes, a word from God comes and deserves and requires attention. Now, what you can do is pray about it. Spend some time with John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. One version says, and a stranger they will not follow. So even if you question something, try the Spirit, by the Spirit, pray, fast, and ask God to reveal it to you. But when you minimize their anointing and their gift because you know them, that's dangerous. When you minimize their gift because you saw them on TV or on social media and they had a fall, a moral failure, and you now think that God changed his mind, which he does not. He doesn't bless us based on our goodness. He doesn't qualify us based on our goodness. He qualified us because that's what he chose to do. And so we have to be careful when God is sending a message, a word to us, and we don't want to hear it because you don't like your pastor. You don't want to hear it because the woman of God made you upset. Be careful because the enemy will manipulate that and turn you all kinds of wrong ways, wrong moves, wrong churches, wrong places, wrong relationships, wrong alignments, and wrong assignments. So make sure that your spirit is open so you hear the voice of the Lord from the man or the woman of God, no matter how good you know them, no matter what you know about them. All right. That is just a word of wisdom for the Faith Walk this morning. Love you. And I mean it. All right, guys. Now it's birthday shout out time. 877-242-2426. 877-242-2426. 2426. Get up mornings. Let's go.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Camp.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Get Up Mornings
with Erica Campbell. 877-242-2426.
And I know y'all know what time it is.
Birthday shout out time.
right now. Go.
I feel like I want to do it like all restaurants. Birthday, 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 birthday shout outs. Let's go.
Good morning. My name is Annette Strudwick. I'm calling from Durham, North Carolina. And I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my brother, Fred Atlas Johnson, who's 63 today.
Hi, good morning. My name is Donna. I'm calling from Jersey City. My birthday shout out goes out to my firstborn grandson, Kayshawn Covington, who turned 12 years old today. KK, Mima, I want you to know that I love you very much, and I pray that you have many more birthdays. Everyone have a blessed day.
This is Rhonda Sood. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. Want to shout out my husband's birthday was March 22nd. My birthday was April 22nd. And my son is May 18th, so just want to shout out all three of us.
My name is Barbara Wood, and I'm calling from Sanford, North Carolina. And I have three people. Deacon Freddie Murchison, he is 80 years old, and his birthday is April the 21st. Deacon Mr. Alvester Pearson, tomorrow, April the 25th. He'll be 80 years old from Durham, North Carolina. And myself, Deaconess Barbara Wood, I am 89 years old. Today is my birthday, and I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired yet. God bless you.
Hi, good morning. My name is Tika Smith, calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here to give Miss City Area Halsey from Atlanta, Georgia, the biggest birthday shout-out. I love you. You're the best stepdad ever.
My name is Janet. I'm calling from Indianapolis, Indiana, and my birthday shout-out is to myself. My birthday was this past Sunday on April the 21st, and I am thanking God this whole entire month for me.
My name is U.S. Foggy, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm shouting out my wife on her 40th birthday with her Foggy.
My name is Dudley Webb. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I want to give a birthday shout-out to my youngest son, Dudley Webb the second. He's turning 7 this morning. Happy birthday. We love you.
Well, there it is there, all your birthdays. Thank y'all so much for calling and sharing. I got a big one tomorrow. My son turns 14. Oh, my goodness.
14.
Yes. And my nephew, Pia, turned 7 yesterday. So.
Oh, my goodness. April birthdays.
Right. And I'm Monday. Mine is Monday. So.
Yes.
I am. This birthday is all around. I feel like everybody in my timeline's birthday. I feel like that's all I saw.
April's just a big month. But you know what I love too, Erica, when we got the calls, is everybody from 90, from 89 to 5 and 6 calling.
I love it. Every age, celebrate life. Get up mornings, y'all.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get up in the morning. Get up.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, loving Jesus and loving you on a wonderful Wednesday, April the 24th. Up and having a great day already. Hey, Grafanovich.
What up, E? This week, listen to the new podcast, Funhouse with Kid and Play. To listen, go to UrbanOnePodcast.com or wherever you get podcasts.
I love it. 11 minutes after the hour, Griff will share a ministry moment. Mr. Griffin, we love Sirius Griff. You ready?
It's Wednesday.
It is, yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I have a great Erica-ism for you, and we'll cap things off with Griff's joys and concerns. I do. Great music from Pastor Mike Jr., Ty Tribbett, and Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Here's my single, Do You Believe in Love, on Get Up Mornings.
It's time for Mr. Griffin.
Mr. Griffin.
Serious Griff.
Are you serious? Come on. It's real.
Mr. Griffin.
On Get Up Mornings.
Let's go, Griff. We're ready for you.
Okay, so today is Pastor Chiron, that's his whole government, Pastor Chiron Richardson, Pastor Shy, and Rebecca's 31st wedding anniversary. The Richardsons are important to me and Lanika for a couple reasons. Not only are they amazing examples of Christ and new mercies and everything that you want, but they also were Lanika and I's premarital counselors. So, you know, when you want to get married, it sounds easy. We're going to get married. We're going to have, but we got married during COVID. Not one part. Actually, you know who was that? It was nobody at our church. We got married at New Mercy's. Y'all know how big New Mercy's is. Pastor Kearney was there. First Lady was there. Pastor Kearney's brother was holding my phone and breathing all hard. That's all you could, Terry. That's all you could hear during most of my wedding. But it was also Pastor Shy and Rebecca. So in a church that holds thousands and there was only six people there, they also came to our wedding where we couldn't have any family or friends. What I love about these two is, you know, they finish each other's sentence. They're both pastors. They know the Bible. They know the Lord. They have the best stories. But my favorite part about the Richardsons are the early Richardsons. The first 2 years, 3 years, they got married when they was like 19. He was in the military. They ain't know Christ. They found Christ together. They still ain't know him. Then they, like, when they tell me those stories, as horrible and funny as they are, it give me hope. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't imagine Pastor Rebecca doing the things that they say she did 29 years ago. Like, I just can, because she's so Pastor Rebecca. Like, you know what I'm saying? So for the people that's in their second year of marriage, or maybe you coming up on 40 months like me, but just 3 years, it's 4 months. you can have hope. You know what I'm saying? I'd love to hear Erica say, "Yeah, I was disturbed with Warren yesterday. It was on me, but I had to get over it. But I still was not happy with my husband." That just blesses me because I'd be so unhappy with my wife. And we only 3 years. But then I tell Lanika all the time, man, if it wasn't for Erica, like, Erica, your love talk, your Erica-isms, your have grace, Griff. That's all I hear when you be talking. Have grace, Griff. Have the same grace that you want on somebody else. Yeah, you was on her nerves or she was on your nerves. But what did she really do? And how many times do you be on her nerves and she don't say nothing?
Man.
Like, how many times do you get to be full Griff, 1,000% Griff, and then Lanika do one thing and then it's the worst human being in the whole world? So, happy anniversary to Pastor Chiron and Rebecca Richardson. Thank you for helping my little life. That's hella big. Thank you. I love y'all so much. You mean the world to me. 31 years looks amazing on y'all. Have the blessed day ever. That's my Mr. Griffin for today.
I think marriage gives us an opportunity to be more like Jesus. Forgiving, gracious, kind, understanding, patient, good listeners, yeah. Supportive.
Yeah.
Even when they have not done the things we want them to do, the same way, man. Jesus loves us. That's the way he wants us to love our spouse. Y'all stick around. We got more on the way on Get Up Mornings. Ready for the week.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Camp.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Real talk.
Real talk.
The Erica-ism of the day.
On Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Listen, a lesson that I've learned is you reap what you sow, not where you sow. You can spend time serving in a church and then be upset that the church didn't give you what you wanted or what you thought you would render. Or you can be nice to a person and you thought that person was going to be nice back to you, but your kindness is seen by heaven, not always seen by the person that you're serving. And guess what? That does not make them mean. Because if God is in control and God is your source, then you weren't waiting on them in the first place. Now, I understand that we want reciprocity and you want the kindness to come back to you. And that's not a bad thing. But don't demonize when people just are not there yet. That has liberated me so much, people. I cannot tell you how it has helped me to just be kind because I'm supposed to be kind. I'm not being kind, oh, because you've been nice to me, or you've done this to me, or you've done this for me. So, like, if you are somewhere and say you're going to church and you know the church starts at a certain time, but everybody gonna be late. So does that mean your integrity and your ability to be there on time now changes because you're coming? Because do you want to be timely, or you want to be what everybody else is? So I'm telling you, making those conversations to have, making those decisions, not conversations, but making those decisions to have, make good choices and have good character because it is right to do, you will reap what you sow. God will reward those actions that aim higher to be better and to make the right decision just because it's right to do it. This is hard to do for people when it comes to forgiveness or, you know, being kind to people who are not kind because you feel like they don't deserve it. Well, if vengeance is God's and he'll repay, then that means I don't have to be mean to you because you're the mean lady at the church. I can still be nice to you and God's going to reward me for my kindness. I don't have to look for it from you. It could come from you. You could very well recognize it, that someone's showing you kindness. They're showing you kindness. But listen, your heart before God is what matters. And we cannot let culture tell us that we have to protect ourselves and we can't be kind and we can't be gracious and we can't be good to people because they're not good to us. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, not people. And they are not the reason that we are good. So you will reap what you sow, just not where you sow and not always when you sow. Right? It's the same. It looks like life is in seasons. When I put a seed in the ground, it's going to take some time for that thing to develop. And if you put multiple seeds, some seeds will grow, some seeds will not. That is life. But you will be rewarded for doing the right thing, for having good character. Whether it is at work, being on time and doing the work, even though your coworkers don't. Whether it is at church, doing the thing that the other people forgot to do and left this thing out. You will be rewarded for doing the right thing, for being excellent, for being on time, for being kind, for being professional. You do what you're supposed to do. The same way your mamas and daddies told you when you was in school, you can't not do your work because your friend didn't do your work, then you ain't gonna graduate. You worry about yourself. I'm worrying about Erica when she stands before God. What will I say? Well, they were mean, but what did you do, Erica? They weren't kind to me, but what did you do, Erica? Were you trying to live like me? You don't reap what you, where you sow, but you reap what you sow. That is my Erica-ism for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, love you, and I mean it. Let's aspire higher. Let's try to be better and do better because God rewards. Will people? No, they will not. I'm not expecting to be. I don't serve them. God is good all the time, not people. But that's a part of life. I'm prepared for it. We're big girls and big boys. We can handle that. It's all right. We're men and women. We can handle this. But do the right thing for your heart so you rest well. So you don't have to talk yourself to sleep. I had to do that because if I didn't do that, then they would have did and they would just walked all over. So I had to be mean and I had to cuss them out. No, you did not. Be nice and do the right thing. I love you. That's the Erica-ism.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
It's time for Joys and Concerns
on Get Up Morning.
Well, saints of the Most High God, we are coming to you live from the Get Up Church of our Lord, Baptist non-denominational, denominational, AME, CME, ENG, LMNOP, Apostolic Church of God in Christ. All right, now Griffin, let the Lord use you.
Thank you, First Lady Pastor.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary to the Richardsons, 31 years in the game, 3 decades plus one. Come on now. Oh, that's funny. I just felt good. First, giving honor to God who is ahead of my life, I like to say I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. One more time, Elder Cheryl.
Uh-huh.
Because he brought me from a mighty, mighty long way, Brother Vinos. I could have been dead, sleeping in a grave, but God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Yes, yes. I got a text from somebody. I ain't even going to say their name, but my man cousin texted me and was like, when's Erica's next tour date? So I ain't say nothing. I thought he was being funny. So I said, pull it up. Just pull up Erica tour. So he pull up Erica Tour on Google, and this Oh, it's Erica is having a tour. She got a date on the 27th, the 29th, May 2nd, May 4th. But it's a lady named Erica Falls. First of all, wrong Erica, cousin. Second of all, our Erica stands. Hallelujah! Hey! She don't fall. She falls and get up. Erica gets up. Listen, and somebody else hit me the other day and said, when is she coming to? She has already come there, ladies and gentlemen. The tour is over. The Kaylin Carr, Tasha Cobbs, Jonathan McReynolds, Israel Holden, and Erica Campbell tour is over. Yep, you missed it. Talking about, oh, I'm just now. Let me tell you something. Somebody in their car saying, what? That wasn't me, Griff. I went to the show. How about that? You get to say, ain't he all right?
Ain't he all
somebody
right?
Somebody else saying, Erica Falls. Who is that? I don't know either, but you get to say, ain't he all right? But if you like me, Shawnee, Elder Gerald, everybody else who went to the concert and saw them live, then you get to say, ain't he all right? Let's go. Let's go.
Whatever it is,
tour
is
over.
It's done.
Let her Finish. Rest for a minute.
Right.
Ooh, rest, what's that?
Who do well, how about sign? That? Let her get some of that. Something she's never had before, Jesus. A break.
Just go sit out by the pool and get some sun. And
look at the pool water.
And just
definitely
look at
putting
it.
My feet in the pool.
Yeah. How about that?
I was making green beans yesterday. Just opened the window just to hear the water. Just
come on.
Listen, today, feet in the water. That's what we're doing today. Feet in the water. Y'all stick around. We got more on the way. We'll get up for it.
Hey, Erica Falls.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell. Get up in the morning.
Get up in the morning. Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, loving Jesus and loving you on a wonderful Wednesday, April the 24th. Coming up this hour, Wake Up and Win with Dr. Willie Jolly. His message today, the impact of courage on your success journey. Whew, so good. And we'll also talk with Dr. Joel Tudman regarding his book, Listen, Learn, and Love, Speak. All right, guys, that's coming up. Music from Latrice Pace, Tamela Mann, and Ja'Kalen Carr. Here's Jordan Armstrong with you on Get Up Mornings.
Our physical health affects our mental health and vice versa.
Healthy in body
as you are strong in spirit.
It's Healthy Ever After.
Healthy Ever After
on Get Up Morning.
On the line with me today is coach, author, and speaker and teacher, Dr. Joel Tudman. Dr. Tudman, welcome to Get Up Mornings.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's incredible to be with you.
Absolutely awesome. We are excited to talk about your new book, Listen, Learn, Love, Speak. You teach readers how to navigate challenging and critical issues. Who is this book for and what ignited you to write this?
This book originally was written for men. Being a man and having to deal with issues that sometimes become overwhelming. I think men are always problem solvers anyway, but sometimes when you're already overwhelmed with a lot of other situations, it becomes difficult sometimes to even find your own solution. So it was originally for men, but as I continued to write, I started noticing that even the women can get something from this book.
I love that, and I really, really am excited about our men healing and desiring healing and even having tools to use like this book. You share several personal examples of communication gone wrong. Give us an example of how the wrong approach can do more damage to a relationship.
Sometimes you don't even know it's a wrong approach because you're not healed.
You're not
you
healed.
You won't know it's wrong. Yeah, you're not healed yourself, so you won't know it's wrong until after possibly therapy or many run-ins to recognize that, yo, this is a pattern that you're doing. It's with your children, it's with your coworkers or your boss. It's not just with your spouse. So sometimes you don't even know. But after you come to the knowledge that this is not good, you'll realize that you've left a trail of blood with everybody that you talk with. And so healing is going to be critical so that you can get the inner work done, because if not, you will have hurt so many people that love you. And sometimes it's too late once you realize that you've hurt them all.
Wow. Wow. Is this book for people on both sides? The ones who need to learn communication and the ones who need to be communicated with, will both learn something from this book?
I think so. And the listener is really who I spotlight in the book, because listening is kind of a lost art.
Yes.
Everybody wants to talk. mm-hmm. and nobody really wants to really, really, really listen. Mm-hmm. But if you listen, you'll really hear what's not being said, what's not being expressed. And we're very quick to want to say what's going on inside. And a lot of times, which is normal, mm-hmm. it's very, very normal, but the listener is critical. And I think if we can master that art, it'll help us when we talk. So the book is called Listen, Learn, Love, Speak. Speak is last.
Yes.
I want you to learn how to speak is last. I want you to learn how to really listen and keep listening connected to learning and keep learning connected to love. And if mm-hmm. the three stay connected, speaking becomes really, really easy. But the minute you disconnect any one of those, if learning disconnects with love, if love disconnects from listening, then the conversation becomes edgy. And then I start weaponizing my language against you. So the big idea is to really make listening the base of everything. And if listening stays connected to love, and love stays connected to learning.
I'm so grateful for this book. So how can people get connected to you and find out more? Are you, if you're speaking places, how can we stay in touch with you?
Well, you can find me on my website at discoveringjoel.com. You also can go to Living Hope Company or livinghope.com. I'm always preaching at Potter's House, Dallas. Bishop T.D. Jacobs, my pastor. I'm one of the associate pastors there. And you can find me on Instagram with my name.
I'm sorry, Griff. I hogged the guest one more time. Do you have any questions?
No, I heard everything. It was perfect. I got it. Communication is important. It's important on both people's sides. I got
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to share with us today, Dr. Joel?
No, just thank you for having me. And it's an honor to be on your show. And it's an honor to speak with you again. Thank you.
Awesome. The book is Listen, Learn, Love, Speak. In that order, get the book and be blessed. Thank you so much, Dr. Tubman.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Y'all stick around. It gets better and better right here on Get Up Mornings.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Camp.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It's time to wake up and win with Dr. Willie Jolly.
On Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Hey, it's another great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, author of the book A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. And today, in this time of challenge, I want to give you tips to come back. The impact and power of wisdom and courage. I recommend you pray daily for wisdom and courage. Wisdom is the ability to discern and make good decisions. Then it takes courage to act on those decisions. It takes courage to take a stand and to say that your dreams and your goals are important. And then courage to move forward and to go on and make those dreams a reality. There will be those who will try and stop you from living your dreams. But you must use wisdom to think your way around the challenges and courage to keep fighting for your dreams, even when the situations get daunting. I want to encourage you to pray for wisdom and courage daily and to keep the faith and keep on fighting for your dreams. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Go to winwithwillie.com. Winwithwillie.com for resources to help you win more and make the most of every minute. And remember, your best is still yet to come. God bless you. Hey, I've got some exciting news to share. If you're ready to change your life, join me for my Turn Your Setbacks into Comebacks one-man show on April 27th in Washington, D.C. Inspiration, entertainment, education, and motivation to help you win. Go to thecomebackshow.com. Thecomebackshow.com, a night designed to change your life.
You heard from us.
Now let's hear from you.
I'm so excited, really, because I got ruined. I didn't expect it.
The Get Up Poll is on.
Get Up Morning.
Listen, it's time for the Get Up Poll, and we love interesting conversation. Cheryl, what's the convo today?
All right, so I don't know if it's an aging thing, but I was looking at whether or not, you know, I'd rather a text than a phone call. Like, I don't know. So I was just kind of thinking about it. I know doing, you know, being executive producer for the show, I literally want to hear a voice. I want to talk to somebody. I want to get understanding, right?
Yeah.
But just for general conversation, I think I prefer a text. I think I'm over the phone call thing. So I don't know. It's the age where your phones is everything, especially with communicating with one another. So my question to you is, do you prefer a text or do you prefer a live call?
That's such a loaded question. Go ahead. Go ahead, Erica. Let me hear what you're going to say, because I know your time is.
I have people who text long lots of words.
Oh.
And I don't feel like, yeah, I don't want that either.
I don't want to read and scroll that much. So sometimes an audio message is better.
Okay.
But if I see an audio message and
that
it got
say 434?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
311?
I can't do it.
So the long
I am a terrible, I'm actually a terrible social media person, because if it's too long,
too.
You could get in a minute and it gets too long. I'm a scroll past. And Warren was like, you didn't care about the end. I was like, I didn't really care that much about the beginning. Social media is all random. None of this is important, viable life information. Like, it's random scrolling. Like, it's mindless, useless things that you do with the information that you're not going to use probably anywhere in life.
You send me good ones, though. Like them food ones and that lady making butter the other day. I really enjoyed that.
Every now and again. But I digress.
Christmas decor.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes a phone call is good because I want them to hear my voice or vice versa. You know, if we've been texting and it gets a little, you know, challenging or choppy or uncomfortable, I'll pick up the phone.
Plus,
and then for
text
clarity,
can also be misreading sometimes.
Oh,
like,
all the time.
Situation is wrong. Or, you know, people don't.
Yeah, but must be nice, because everybody reads my text in my voice, so they don't. So
that's
I don't even
fault.
Get.
That's true. That's true.
Your
I
fault.
Do. I do.
And what you doing? That's what we can't. It's never. We don't hear.
What are you doing?
What you doing? We don't hear that. We hear the loud gripness.
Hey, sure.
Call
hey,
me.
Sure.
You be like, oh, come on, call him now. Call him now. It's big.
You have the best day ever.
Y'all stupid. Y'all stupid. I'm
sometimes I don't want to talk.
Though. Yeah, most of the time I don't want to talk. I can take a text, but if I gotta scroll up once with my thumb, twice, I'm not reading it.
First of all, you don't even answer your phone, so.
But Griff will FaceTime you just out of the blue.
Yeah, I'm a FaceTimer. Believe it. I'm the last FaceTimer.
I'm like, let me put a wig on. Shoot.
Right. That's true.
Wait. And he
but that's
like,
what anybody said.
But that's when he's available. When he
right.
Hey. This ain't. Shame. What is the question?
So
for
the question
people?
Is, do you prefer a phone call or a text? Which do you prefer? Do you like talking on the phone, or you rather people leave you alone and send you a message? 877-242-2426. I think the verdict is still out on the Get Up Church, but y'all call and let us know. 877-242-2426.
Best day ever.
Oh, I'm FaceTiming you.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
You heard from us.
Now let's hear from you.
I'm so excited, really, because I got ruined. I didn't expect it.
The Get Up poll is on.
Get Up Morning.
Now listen, today we are asking if you prefer texting or phone calls. Now, we haven't figured out which one we prefer here at the Get Up Church. Y'all pray for all of us. But we want to know from y'all, what do you prefer, a text or a phone call? Let's ask Brianna in the DMV. Hey, Brianna, are you a texter or a talker?
Good morning, Erica. I am naturally a talker. However, with close friends and family, we do send audio messages if it's not worth a phone call or a text. But I prefer talking. And FaceTime for close friends and family.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Thank you
for calling today.
Thank you.
Ronnie from Philly is on the line. Hey, Ronnie from Philly, are you a texter or a talker?
I'm actually both. I will always love a phone because I grew up with a phone. but for, you know, convenience sake, if I'm working or something and I need to just hit somebody real quick, then I would prefer to text. But if it's like, you know, I'm calling to check on somebody, tell they're doing or whatever that. So, yeah, that's for me, it's both, actually. I just sent Griff a picture of my old school John Pager from the 90s.
Wow.
I don't know if you got
it. It blessed me. Erica worked at a pager store, so Erica could appreciate
it,
too. That was a lot.
That was the 90s John right there. And I still got it. It still works, actually, believe it or not. I can't find nobody, but it works.
Thank you for calling,
right,
Ronnie. Have a good one. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
877-242-2426. It's time for the Get Up poll. Let's talk to Carla in H-Town. What up, AV? Carla, do you like to text? Do you like to talk? Do you leave voice notes? Do you FaceTime? What do you do?
Good morning, y'all. Good morning. So let me be honest. I prefer a text. And if you text me, if I have questions about it, then I'll call you. But I really prefer, just text me, get to the point, tell me what it is. And I don't even mind if people do me the same way. Let me text you. If you got a question about it, then call me. But I really prefer a text first.
You don't want to be bothered?
Yeah, confession is good for the soul. I just don't usually it's just too much information that I don't need. So let's just get to the point and let's just deal there. Then if we need clarification, we can take it the next step.
Well, thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate you. Have a good day.
I like her. All right, y'all
be blessed.
Bye.
Kevin in Pittsburgh is on the line. Hey, Kevin, are you a texter or a talker?
I'm a talker.
Nice. You a long talker? You hold people on the phone for an hour?
No. I like to talk and get it over with. But I got 7 kids, and by their voice, I could tell if they're telling the truth or if they're lying.
Okay. So you need to come on, Dad.
You sound like a real father just now.
Can't tell with a text.
I love it. Thank you for calling this morning.
All right. I love y'all show. Y'all have a blessed day. And Griff, you crazy, man.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all be blessed.
Brenda from Columbus, Ohio's on the line. Hey, Brenda, are you a texter or a talker?
I'm going to be honest. I'm a talker because I have one finger text. So it takes me too long to respond.
Say it again one more time.
I'm a one finger texter.
Oh, I thought you said I got one finger, so I don't text.
Me too.
I was going to laugh, and then I wasn't, and then I was like, in my mind, I was like, which finger? Like, if you only got one finger on the hand, just tell me which one. Is it the ring finger? Is it the pointer? Is it a thumb?
I'm so sorry. Stop, Griff.
Now, it ain't supposed to be a joke. It's we answering questions now.
Amy's so out of control. We're sorry. So you prefer to talk?
Yes.
Got it. Well, thank you for calling and thank you for listening. Have a good day.
You too.
Well, listen, have we figured out our own lives? Griff, are you a talker or a texter? Which one? Did we come to a resolve with any of us?
Well, I'm a many finger texter, so I need my hands.
I'm sorry, Griff.
Get up, mornings, y'all. Stick around. There's more on the way.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, loving Jesus and loving you on this wonderful Wednesday, April 24th. 1 minute past the top of the hour. Don't be late to work. Hey, Griff, what you got?
Hip-hop legends and movie stars Kid and Play welcome you to The Fun House, a new podcast taking you down memory lane in a way that only the iconic duo can do. The Fun House with Kid and Play launches this week on the Urban One Podcast Network and will keep you entertained with laughter and insight week after week with some of today's most celebrated artists and pioneers who made hip-hop what it is today. To listen, go to UrbanOnePodcast.com or wherever you get podcasts. Sound cool.
Nice. All right, guys, coming up 11 minutes after the hour, my love talk of the day. Have you ever gone on a date but didn't really connect? This one is for you up next. Cheryl will have trending topics. Griff will have the sports minute and music from Marvin Sapp, Rudy Currents, and Corinne Hawthorne. Here's my single, Do You Believe in Love, on Get Up Morning.
Let's talk about love.
For God so loved the world.
Love talk. On Get Up Morning.
I saw something that I wanted to share. It was a post talking about date nights that didn't render the results that you wanted. And I understand that, because being as busy as we have been in the last few months, especially for me and Warren and a lot of my friends who have businesses and children and churches, it can happen. You'll take a date night, but there's no intimacy, no real conversation, and no laughter because there's still phones in business. So you're at the restaurant, but you're on your phone. Or, you know, you're in the movie, but you're texting. You just turn the screen on low so people don't realize you're still on the phone. You have to be intentional about the connection. Date night isn't just about the date. It's about the connection. Understanding that you're on the same team,
that you want the same thing. Now, sometimes these date nights can be difficult if you haven't sorted out through difficult things. Dates don't just straighten out problems. They need time, attention, care, and conversation, and they need patience. And it doesn't always happen in one date, especially if you've been in that work mode. So back in the day, when me and Warren knew a record was coming out or a new project was coming, we'd tell each other, okay, we're going to be in work mode. We knew what that meant. We knew that, you know, it may feel a little disconnected just because we had so much to do, so many calls, so many things, traveling and things like that. But we are so intentional about staying together. When it started to feel weird, that's when we go, I don't care how much work is going on, I need to connect with you, because this disconnection don't feel good. And so you really have to pay attention to how you feel. Don't ignore those feelings when you're not talking. Don't ignore those feelings when you feel unseen and unheard. Don't ignore, oh, it's all right. If that answer is not good enough for you, that's okay. Don't you feel bad because that's your answer. You know what? That wasn't enough. I need more. For me, I know that's not always easy to say because we're busy. But I've learned to say, babe, I need more. You know what I mean? That one date wasn't enough. And so when you have to be intentional about strengthening your union, here's what I want you to know. The enemy will use it against you if you do not. He'll tell you it's fading. He'll tell you you're being disconnected. He'll tell you that it's not working and you're falling out of love. He'll tell you all the reasons to cause your marriage to break up. So be intentional about the time that you spend together, the quality of that time, the honesty of that time, the intimacy, the laughter, the real connection. All of that helps hold the love together. And of course, don't forget to pray together. And don't let it be just casual prayers, praying for the kids and praying for safety. Pray for each other's heart, mind, soul, spiritual wellness, mental wellness. Pray for all of that. Even healthy love. Pray for all of that, all right? That is my love talk for the day. Don't just have date night. Connect. Connect for real. All right, that's my love talk for the day. Love you and I mean it. Stick around. There's more on the way, guys. It's Get Up Mornings.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get Up Mornings
with Erica Campbell.
Find out what everybody's talking about right now.
Taking over the web.
What is it?
It's trending topics up to the minute.
Cheryl.
All right, so the 51st annual Daytime Emmy nominations are here, and I'd love to support some of our African-American culture and some of our shows that we have going on during the daytime. So congratulations to daytime series like Tamron Hall, The View, Jennifer Hudson, and Turning the Tables with Robin Roberts are all talk shows that made the daytime talk category. Also, in the legal courtroom program category, Justice for People with Judge Million and We the People with Judge Lauren Lake. The Hot Bench also made that, and those are all hosted by African-American judges. Yes, so those are some of the folk that made Daytime Emmys. Arts and Popular Culture Program category celebrates Oprah Winfrey's Oprah and the Color Purple journey. She did a whole journey to the Color Purple back, you know, the backstory to all the things as they were taping the show. So that made, that got a nomination. And Harlem Globetrotters, Play It Forward, NBC show got nominated. And African Queen Ninja, also on Netflix, got.
That was good. That was good.
So that was nominated as well. So congratulations to them. So I love this, too, for Richard Smallwood. You know, we just reported that he was being honored at Yale. Well, Howard University, his alma mater, is not only honoring him, but also Twinkie Clark.
Very
so
nice.
That's happening tonight
oh,
on
wow.
the campus of Howard University. I know it is so absolutely awesome, featuring Kiara Shear Kelly, Iyanna Crawley, Jacqueline Echols, the Howard Gospel Choir, of course, and because he was one of the founding members of the Howard Gospel Choir, and musical director Damian Sneed is going to be conducting that tonight at Howard University's Crampton Auditorium. I love how they're honoring Richard right now. I really, really do. I mean, even in Europe, they did, Donald Lawrence did a tribute to Richard Smallwood, like in the summer last year. So I think I love that we give the legends their love while they're here, right?
Yes.
Not waiting until they've passed away. Also wanted to bring some love to getuperica.com, where you can go to get everything us. Now, let me tell you something. If you're not a member of LoveErica.com, you need
something
to join
wrong
LoveErica.com because it's up close, it's personal. Like,
and
you
it's
give us
easy.
Some real, you give us some real intimate stuff on this website, but you could go to GetUpErica.com and click the link to LoveErica.com, okay? So everything about us, look for that on the homepage. You can nominate us. You can go ahead and vote for us because we are in the second round ballot of the Stellar Awards. We have that on the homepage. And if you've missed anything on GetUpErica.com, click on the podcast link. I'm telling you, just go to GetUpErica.com and get all things us.
How about that?
It's right there. All right, Griff, you're up next with a Sports Minute.
In the game, it's Griff's Get Up Sports Minute.
Thanks, Cheryl. Episode 96 of I Hate the Homies is out right now. It's going to bless you. They've been blessing me lately, these last couple episodes. In the NBA playoffs, Luka tied the series in Dallas against the Clippers. 96-93 is 1-1 now. The Pacers turned into the Indiana that Naptown needed. 125-108 against Milwaukee. That series is tied 1-1. And Phoenix should not be the Suns the way they playing right now. They should be the Phoenix Half Moons. They lost again to Minnesota 105-93. Suns down two games in this series. 76ers guard Tyrese Maxey wins most improved player, and Gary Payton, the glove, the Hall of Famer, he was fired as a head coach that's not associated with the NCAA and not associated with college and didn't pay him for two seasons. How you fire a volunteer? I'm Griff, and that's your quick sports minute. Cheryl, with the birthday.
Wow.
Right.
Exactly. All right, guys, if you're celebrating your birthday, you're celebrating today with Cedric the Entertainer.
My guy.
Nice. Yep. You're also celebrating with actress Reagan Gomez Preston and Derek Luke. And if it's your birthday, well, happy birthday from Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
All right, y'all, there it is there, your trending topics and your quick sports minute. Cheryl, thank you so much for the LoveErica.com shout out.
Absolutely, man. Go subscribe. It's the bomb. Okay.
Absolutely. Y'all stick around. We got more on the way on Get Up Mornings.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings on a wonderful Wednesday. It's been a great, great day. I sure hope you feel the love and the laughter and all that good stuff. Hey, Cheryl Griff, what'd you love about the show today?
Man, it's been such a good show. I mean, laughter is good for the soul. And I'm telling you, my soul is feeling really good right now. That Get Up poll had me cracking up. But yeah, the texting and that. And then, you know what? I loved the ministry moments that you've been giving us, Erica. You reap what you sow, not where you sow.
Yeah.
Right? Because people kind of hold on to the building. And no, it's you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was great ministry. So yeah, it was a good show.
Griffing.
Just the Griffing. But my Mr. Griffin about the Richardson celebrating 31 years. Yeah. Shout out again to Pastor Shy and Pastor Rebecca in New Jersey. You guys are amazing. And I like your faith walk. Receive the love of the Lord.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Receive that love out of all the loves. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that love hit different.
It absolutely does. Absolutely. Well, listen, y'all, it's been a great day. Our goal and our aim is to encourage and uplift and get you ready to have the best day ever, to shift your mind forward, to keep your eyes up, to let you know that you are strong enough to endure any test, any battle, and come out with the victory. All right? Listen, let's end with a word of prayer. God, we are thankful and we praise you and bless you for this day. You are good and your mercy endureth forever. Thank you, God, for this day, for this music, for this time to encourage, to uplift, to motivate, to get ready to have the best day. I thank you, God, that you'll be with us all day long, keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, in the center of your will and in the palm of your hand. I thank you for those that need healing and extra special blessing, being what they need just when they need it. God, I thank you, God, for answering every prayer, making every way, opening every door in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's the end of our time. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be faith walking,
love talking,
enjoy living
on Get Up Mornings. Bye, everybody.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.